Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And here we are, Monday night, New York, 8 to 9, just before we went on the air, I got a phone call from Suzanne informing me that she was on her way to go to the hospital. So I was very sorry to hear that. You know, I'm not crazy about hospitals. I think most of you know that by now. And they really don't seem to solve the problem. So as a result, we cannot have any phone calls tonight. There's no. We don't have an engineer, so we apologize for that and bear with us on the mad or glad. If you want to make a comment, something you're mad about or glad about, call the regular Inner Sight number at 631-224-3090 and wait for the prompts and you know, leave a comment about something you're mad about or glad about, and we'll try to publicize that tomorrow night on the open mic. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and a lot going on. I was very saddened to hear that people over there in Afghanistan are being driven from their homes and fighting and a lot of horrible stuff going on. You know, people, after all these years, have still not learned to live with each other and forgive each other. So that's a serious problem over there. And if you listen to the news, the White House is being urged to protect some of the American reporters, and some of whom from the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the New York Times, you know. So we hope that those and everybody else is safe. It seems to be the focal point of the airport. You know, that's where everybody goes to. Of course, they want to get out of that torn country. Can't blame them for that. So our prayers are with people, our thoughts, and it's definitely a mad that people have to force themselves on others and destroy and hurt. And, you know, I always think of, well, you hear us talk about the children every night, go an extra mile for a child, watch over them, take care of them. I always think of the children who many, many times suffer because of what stupid adults are a lot worse than the children. So you have that kind of situation, and you have people just not caring, and they're only interested in ego and power, many of those people. So our hearts go out to people over there, and President Biden send the Marines in and you know, to offer some protection for people, and we were happy to hear about that. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday around the world. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, we always dedicate the show to Joe Zavarian. Now, Joe was the assistant director of InnerSight. He was almost totally blind, legally blind. And he passed away several years ago. He was a great advocate and a very good friend and really helped to keep InnerSight going. So that's who Joe is. And a lot of people found him very annoying. But, you know, a lot of people find a lot of people very annoying. But Joe was a great advocate, and we always used to tease him. You know, the reason he was a good advocate is because he annoyed people so much that they gave him what he wanted or what he was fighting for the person that he was advocating for. So there's a method that might work for some people. And Joe and I worked on the English-Britain campaign together to get dogs into England. And we did it. So there's a big accomplishment for InnerSight. We worked with a guy in the British Parliament who was a blind guy with a dog. And we spoke to him, and we got a little publicity. We got a beautiful letter from Elizabeth Taylor, who was all for dogs being allowed into England. And she was a big dog lover. She had about 20 dogs on her yacht docked outside of British waters. So she wrote us a letter, and I believe that letter got into the British newspapers, too. And we pushed and pushed until we finally broke through. And as far as I know, to this day, the law still stands that a blind and disabled person and all who have the right to the proper documentation can take their dog to England. So that's a little bit about Joe and who he was, and he helped another glad connection with Joe with the dog wedding we did several years ago, the marriage, you know, to show that disabled people could train service dogs on their own. And we had a beautiful turnout, and Joe was the guy who took over at the scene and made sure that everything clicked properly and worked and all that. And he did a great job. You know, great, great job, and we really miss Joe Arion. Because, it's because he was annoying that he was such a great advocate. That was part of his personality, you know, not necessarily in a mean way, but in a way where once he got a hold of something, he would never let it go. And that's what Joe was sort of known for, you know, his personality. We called him, affectionately, we called him the Pit Bull. That was his affectionate name. Because once he got his teeth into something, it was very, very hard to unlock them. All right, InnerSight, man, a glad Monday. No phones. We apologize. You can make a comment. Call the InnerSight number, 631-224-3090, and we'll retrieve it and tell it on the open mic. And when we come back, I'm going to do a couple of recognize some people. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a mad that took place in connection with the nursing home. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. The Little Bear. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. 609-388-7004. And if my voice is a little raspy, it's because I performed almost 5 hours on the subway. You know, vocal and talking in between. So I apologize. All right, Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty, one of our good friends. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. That's Kennedy Realty. And we thank him for all his help. Suffolk Bus Corp, good friends. We're still trying to find someone who will match their $2,000 donation. You know, and we'd be happy to tell the world about it and get you as much publicity as we could. And you could probably get a tax write-off, too. So anybody out there, look for us online in the Tides of America magazine. Tides of America. You just, you know, look up their magazine and you should see the story of Inner Sight in there, published by Suffolk News. All right. Anybody to match the $2,000 donation? We'd greatly appreciate that. Keep Inner Sight going. Yes. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed on. And yet, their memories live on through Inner Sight. And, you know, we honor those. Take care of the children. Watch out for them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. We remind you. All right. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services? The name of the organization is Nobody Starved on Long Island, founded by a cool guy, Gary, and he doesn't make a living off of this. He has a regular job, so he just does it because he cares. All right, Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services? Give Gary a call. And by the way, if you're disabled and you need food for your animals, mention to Gary that that it's hard for you to get around, if that's the case. And he may be able to get the food brought to you. Again, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. Some of our friends, Long Island Connection, Long Island Coalition. And you can find the connection on Facebook. Hello to Bobby and Terry and Rocco. And Long Island Connection, a coalition that is, Long Island Coalition. my buddy Danny Hoffman. We thank him for his help. Yes, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. And as we said tonight, engineerless. I wonder if there's such a word like that. Well, now there is. Engineerless tonight. So we don't have the phones. But you can call the Inner Sight number and leave a mad and glad on there. 631-224-3090. So use that number and we will retrieve what messages there are and use them on the show. Mad or glad. All right, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Toro Law Center, to mention a few, Sunset Restaurant, and so many more. Jimmy the Poet. Haven't heard from Jim in a while. I've got to get in touch with him, see, make sure he's all right. All right. And Inner Sight, some of the people who have stuck by us, Ice Lip Cleaners, local, have helped Inner Sight. So, Mad or Glad Monday. But tonight you got a one man mad or glad. And we do apologize for that. You need a civil rights lawyer? We can recommend James Bahamundi, 516-783-9662, for any civil rights questions. Coming Friday, we have a very important appointment at noon with Congressman Guarino. And we are hoping that the congressman will be open to drafting new legislation so that we can protect people who have to deal with service dog schools. Not protect them from the dogs. You know, the dogs are all right. It's the people. So this Friday, and we'll let you know what takes place with the Inner Sight quest to license the guide dog schools and make them better. You always have to try to improve. And that's what we want out of these service dog schools. If they're going to use us to raise money, they ought to acknowledge us, and there should be a law to protect that money. All right, Inner Sight, New York. And as you know, we have a new governor, a lady. I don't know her. I've never met her. You know, it's funny. All these years, and she was lieutenant governor, and I never heard her name once. But now all of a sudden she's in the limelight. And, you know, it gets you to thinking, is she going to do anything to help people who are disabled? Now, we have a lot of stuff going on, and on a state level, there's no law to protect you when you're denied a guide dog or the medical for your guide dog. I'd rather see something happen on a federal level, but at this point, I'll take what we can get and build on it. So the last governor didn't do anything for us. not in my mind, left all those people in the nursing home, many of whom passed away, and we try to convince him to get them out. Part of that, we need strict enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act to ensure that every eligible apartment is made and accessible for all. You know, whatever form that would take. Now, in a lot of places, you don't have to tear down any walls or, you know, bring in a jackhammer or whatever. It might be just a question of having a ramp on the premise or a little modification of an entrance. And part of the enforcement should be that the agencies and the government should split the cost. It shouldn't just fall on the taxpayers. Agencies and the government should share in that. So that's something that the politicians could put forth and do something about. We're going to be talking to the congressman about drafting legislation to protect people who have to go to the service dog schools. And we'll also talk to him about the nursing homes. How they're not necessary. People do a lot better in their own home. So we got a new governor. The congressman's pretty new, too. I voted for him. I believe we helped him get elected. Talked about him on the show. Voted for him. So, you know, it'd be nice to know that he'll try to do something for us. Remains to be seen. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. A one-man Man of Glad tonight, no phones. Sorry about that. Let's see, tomorrow night we got open mic. Hopefully we'll have an engineer. Wednesday night, we got a show, controversial. Wednesday night, the show is Don't Give Money. That's Thursday night. Thursday night, the show is Don't Give Money to the Nursing Homes. So Wednesday night's program is How Can You Believe the Government When They Don't Protect You? And we'll explain what we mean by that if you tune in Wednesday. Because there's a lot of ways that we who are disabled are not protected. All right, we're on television Thursday night, 7:30 on the Altice. They used to call it Long Island Cable, now it's Altice. 7:30, Channel 20, Thursday night. Wednesday night on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock. It goes on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So check us out, and we do apologize for doing the reruns. We haven't been able to get back into the studio yet. But we're working on it. So that's the television schedule. Friday night is the funnies over here. You know, we goof around and do a couple of imitations. Bring back some of the old-time characters and funnies and sort of try to put a modern day I think this week we're going to, a modern day twist on it. This week we're going to have Ed Norton with the computer. Yeah, that should be funny. You know? Those of you who know visually, if you watch The Honeymooners, how Norton used to flip his hands and move his hands when, and he used to annoy, come on, Gleason used to get really annoyed. So we'll try to project that through sound. That ought to be interesting. This coming Friday, we're going to have an episode with Norton with the smartphone. That phone might be smart, Norton, but you're still dumb. All right, Inner Sight. No, I'm not going to give out the phone number because the phones are kaput tonight. No phones. Phones are broken down. All right. And we want to wish our co-host engineer well. She called me before the show and said she's going to go to the hospital. I hope she changed her mind. I'm not crazy about hospitals. All right. Two people that I want to wish well. You know, isn't it ironic? They both got the same name. Douglas, the Doug Key who was on our show a few weeks ago. Has become ill. Now, I'm not going to give any details because, you know, I haven't really spoken to either one of them, either one, one Douglas or another. But Doug Key has become ill. We wish him well, and I don't know if he's in the hospital or not. And the other Doug, I'm not going to give his last name because I don't know if he would approve of that, but I understand that he's disabled and he was ailing too. So speedy recovery to both Douglases from Inner Sight. All right, Matt, a glad Monday. excuse me. You'd be glad about a lot of things. You know, we talk about the system and all that and how we get frustrated and we don't like this, we don't like that. But we sometimes forget that we're pretty well off in this country, that we can talk about these things and complain and have a chance to change them. You know, other people in many, many other countries don't have that. Somebody told me the president over there in Afghanistan left the country. Well, I wasn't very happy in hearing that, that the guy would just abandon his country, you know, and the people who were relying on him for help. It's not such a cool thing. Hopefully, he has a plan to help those people. Inner Sight, Mad and Glad, if you want to comment on that, call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090 and leave a voicemail. Or you can email us, innersight at pmpmail.com, no attachments, and leave your email on that, and we will retrieve that and be sure and mention it on the show. Yeah, I'm at a glad Monday. Every time something happens, you know, a country invades another country or something to that effect, the stock market always reacts. You know, it affects people, affects people's lives. Kind of reminds me of that line in the movie, The Wonderful Life, where the character, Jimmy Stewart's character, says, I wish I was never born. And the angel said, oh, you shouldn't say that. Why not? Because, you know, and then he stops and he's obviously being communicated with by the head angel upstairs, you know. And he says, all right, I'll do it. And he turns to Jimmy Stewart's character and he says, you were never born. He goes, what? What are you talking, you know, what are you talking like that for, you know? You were never born. A few people came by and, you know, it's a small town, everybody knows everybody. A few people walked by and they didn't know who this guy was. You know, he was... I can't think of his name in the movie, but Jimmy Stewart's character. Some people came by and they didn't know who he was because he was never born. And the angel said, isn't it strange how one life affects another? And it's so true. People don't realize that, you know. People get too hung up in greed and everything else. And they don't realize that when you hurt somebody's life, you're hurting yourself. Because we're all attached in some way or another. So there you have a little inner sight philosophy on matter glad, and that's a glad, yeah. That's a definite glad. We had a big mad this week. Now I'm sure that many of you have heard from time to time. You heard Maureen call into the show with her mom in the nursing home and all that. Everything was set for her to leave this past Thursday. And all of a sudden, they claim they couldn't find her an aide. Now, here's a typical example of why we believe that the money that's supposed to be there to help you in connection with home health aides should be in the account of the person who needs the help. And, of course, it can only be used for one purpose. Very similar to what happens with what they call SNAP, you know, people who get money from the government buy food. That money can only be used if you go to the store and you try to use that card for something else, it won't go through. See? So it can only be used for the purpose of which it's intended. Now, if someone were to try to, finagle around with that, the Jewish word, my mom was Jewish, and do something out of the ordinary and try to steal the money or, that would be against the law. Now, if you're going to be responsible, if you're going to be responsible for yourself, if you want to be independent, you've got to have law. And that's what we believe, how the money should be in the name of the person. So anyway, get back to my story. The agency told Maureen that they didn't have an aide for her mom, so therefore she couldn't get out. They delivered the equipment to her new apartment, and then they claimed that they didn't know that the aide was going to Westchester County. Well, how could that be when that's where the equipment went? So it not only sounds like a mix-up, to me, I mean, who knows? Either someone took the money, because how do you know? How do you really know? And this is a mad. How do you really know that they couldn't find an aide for Maureen's mom? If that money was in inner sight to find the aide, or in the name of Maureen's mom to find the aide, I bet things would have been a lot different. We could have found her an aide. You got to be creative with these things. See, that's where these agencies are missing out. Maybe offer the aide a bonus. Maybe offer them to be a volunteer for freedom. And by that I mean, if they served as an aide and then they donated time, they could be compensated by paying one of their bills or their mortgage or whatever it may be. But you got to have the funding there for that. I don't believe that they couldn't find her an aide. I think that there's something very strange about the whole thing. And it should be, money was in the hands of the person who needed the help. It would be much easier to find that person an aide. I'm not saying that any system is perfect, or that, we're better than anybody else. But what I'm saying is you'd have more of a chance to find an aide if you controlled, for lack of a better word, the funding that's supposed to be there to help you. I mean, that's what that money is there for. I urge the new governor in New York State to bring that about. Let us run our own lives. Put the money into an account that's supposed to be there for help, to help us. And take a lot of the burden off the taxpayers. Let the agencies raise part of that money. And eventually, if you do it right, maybe you can hand the whole thing over to the agencies. In the meantime, if the agencies are pitching in some of the money, that's all the more that the taxpayers don't have to put in. So there you have it. Mary's still in the nursing home. They didn't get her an aide. Foul play. Of course, if we had the money, she'd have the aide. All right, man, a glad Monday. No phones. Sorry about that. You got the inner sight phone. You can leave a comment. 631-224-3090 if you want to say what you're mad about or glad about. I heard that on the news that Mr. Biden in October is supposed to make some kind of an adjustment to the food stamp program. It's supposed to be the biggest amount ever done. Well, that's very nice of him. You know, that's only one part of the puzzle. You know, what about all the other areas where people can't get help and don't have a freedom of choice, especially when it comes to healing and medical? So we urge the president to step up and modify the whole system. By the way, I still have not received an answer from my letter asking Mr. Biden to please put up legislation to license the service dog schools. And that can be done through their federal ID number. They're also allowed to be tax exempt. So you've got a lot of different ways that you could figure out how to do that. But so far, no answer. How long do you wait before you, make statements that the president doesn't care? I don't know how long you wait, but I'm going to wait as long as I can. See if I get an answer. All right, Inner Sight. Anybody want to be on the show, send us an email. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. Yeah, don't put any attachments in it or any fancy websites. We can't open those up. And a lot of times it trips up the email. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, we have a special guest coming up in a couple of weeks. My dear friend Pidgey, and I'm very excited about that. And in fact, she will be starring with us once a week. The inevitable Pidgey. All right. And we're very happy about that, that the two of us will be back together. And, of course, makes you think we're going to miss Cruz, my buddy Brian, who great radio personality. Inner Sight, Monday Matter Glad, and don't forget to sign our petitions. Change.org. You got the one on the service dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. And I want to talk about something in the nursing home petition in just a minute, but I want to remind you first Read Able News, the paper about, for and about the disabled. They got columns in there written by experts, calendar of events, personals, where you can meet people, you know, stuff like that, have fun, and all kinds of articles. AbleNews.com. Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. So go to AbleNews.com, get a free subscription. That's right, I said free. Not too many things free in this world today. We thank you, Able News. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to break the station and stand by. You won't hear anything, but stand by. In a sight, man, a glad Monday. Welcome back. And yes, we have a nursing home petition. Read it at change.org. And one of the things we want to do is establish a, I hate the word program, but for lack of a better word, establish a program called Volunteers for Freedom. Now, it's very simple. The home health aide certified, NFP certified and all that, would donate their time to help keep people of nursing homes. And we would compensate them. All right? And by that I mean we'll pay in accordance with how much time they're going to give, could pay their car insurance or maybe their telephone, you know, maybe some expenses, maybe the mortgage. It depends on the amount of time that they would be able to donate. Now, we estimate, program off the ground, we got to raise $25 million. I was in the bank the other day, and the woman teller said, oh, $25 million, that's not a lot of money. I said, well, I'm glad you think so. Would you like to donate it? So she said she's going to talk to some of her friends. Well, who knows, but if we could raise that money, you know, we could start a fundraising campaign and start helping people, you know, who need the extra hours. And, you know, you won't have to pay these aides. They'll volunteer their time and we'll compensate them. It's a big savings on money. So sign the petition and help us get those names. We greatly appreciate that. We got almost 80,000 names on the service dog one. That's taken off. We need more. Don't underestimate the power of petitions. Yeah, they're pretty powerful. All right, in a sight, Matter Glad Monday. No phones tonight. Apologize. If you want to comment on the show or anything about Matter Glad, you know, call the in a sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave your comment. Yeah. Today was a beautiful day here in Long Island, New York. Hope it was good where you were, where you are. And there are so many people, you know, we get calls all the time. So many people who need help with all kinds of things. Able-bodied and disabled, you know. We've been known to help people who are not disabled. We're not prejudiced. So please keep that in mind, you know, that we don't just help those who are disabled. We reach out to others if and when we can. But I gotta, and I can't emphasize enough, the lack of enforcement on the Americans with Disability Act. And a lot of people agree with this. I've spoken to several advocates, and they agree that the Americans with Disability Act must have strict enforcement if we're ever going to get our freedom. Now, there's another example. You know, we don't want to destroy the law. We want to improve it. Make it better. Make it stronger. Get enforcement. Get some money behind it. Let the agency, every agency, should have a fund dedicated to making a place accessible. And the government should match that fund or put up half the money. There's a great need to get things accessible. And most importantly, the enforcement part. People don't take us seriously. You know, because there's no enforcement. I mean, you got to go months, and sometimes years in court, and you don't, if you don't win the case, you've wasted all that time. You know, you hear out in the public all the time, especially on the subway, it's a felony to assault a transit worker, you know, 7 years in prison. Why isn't it a felony to interfere with someone's life or someone's safety who's disabled? We need a law like that. We need enforcement to really make a difference in see, the government unburden itself if they would put some of these things into practice and allow us to volunteer to help the agencies to raise the money. Many of us would. Why wouldn't we if we know that that money is going to help us? It's a perfect partnership. There are many, many cases you got to get the right people working in these agencies. Many of these agencies have the wrong people in them. They don't belong there. They belong in other jobs. So that's part of the problem. You got the wrong person in the job just because they can push the papers and get the money in there and, you know, supervise or whatever. That doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Got to get people in there who want us to have our freedom, who want us to have rights. who want to make a change and understand what it's all about. So that's one of the advocacies of inner sight. Get rid of some of these people and some of these agencies. They don't belong there. We see example after example of that. You know, you listen to the show, you know, we have numerous examples. This guy who, we told you earlier how they wouldn't get an aide for Mary, the woman who was supposed to get out of the nursing home last Thursday. You know, this guy, a vice president of this agency, I don't even know the name of it, called Maureen a few weeks ago and is bragging, oh, don't worry, your mother will never go back into a nursing home, I'm going to see to it personally, blah, 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 and now they didn't get her an aide. You know, maybe a guy like that doesn't belong in that job. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Thank you so much. Again, we apologize. No engineer. Don't have an engineer. So, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 312-243-0090 is the phone number. The Inner Sight number. Thank you for listening. Thank you when you do listen. Appreciate all the archive listeners. Speedy recovery to Suzanne and Douglas and Douglas, the two different Dougs, and all of you out there who are ailing. Inner Sight, get that apple cider vinegar, wild oil of oregano, good stuff to help you heal. All right? Rosemary oil, very good. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.